You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
They decided to bring wagons. Wagons, remember the subject? Called Argalot. They brought the wagons. Remember the case? Nesi'im, they brought six wagons. Yes? So now it says in the Torah that Ribono Shel Olam told Shalom Shalom, Kah Meitan. Yes. Why Hashem says to accept it? Right, exactly. Because Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want to take it from them. So when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was offered by these wagons, so he didn't want to take him. Why he didn't want to take him? Why?
Well, they didn't want to take the wagons?
Really? Yeah.
But they should have bring the gold at the same time the money is bringing it.
No, they made up for it. They brought Korbanot. They brought Korbanot. No, but the point here is why Hashem is forcing Moshe to take it.
And he doesn't want to take it.
He doesn't want to take it. He says, Qah, Qah, Meitah, and he took it. But unless Hashem would not push him, he would not take it. Why?
Moshe did not want him to have any impression that, you know, there's anything necessarily in it for him.
No, it's not for him. He's going to give it to the Levi'im. Did he give it to the Levi'im? I know, but what's wrong with the wagon? You don't like wagons? So now here is a very beautiful midrash that is brought. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom hesitated to take these wagons. Why? You know what the honor it is to carry the poles of the Mishkan on your shoulder? What are you in a wagon for? You know what the kavod it is? You know what it is? How heavy were they? How tall were they?
50 tons each of them.
Each? No, it was not
that.
Yeah. It's not that heavy. It's not heavy. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom said, what do you mean you need a wagon? Carry it yourself. Carry it yourself. You know what the honor it is? That you carry the Kelei Mishkan? You don't want to take it. So Hashem said, no, take it. Take it. Why? Why Hashem said, take it? Why? Moshe said, Lefum tsara agra. What does that mean? That the more difficulty you have, your
reward
is higher. Lefum tsara agra. Hashem said, no, let them carry the wagon. Who is right here? Who? Who is right? Moshe, Chazak Baruch, Moshe Ben Zayit, Moshe Ben Zayit, yeah? You know, you do one Hanitzach HaMah when you're tired, it covers 1,000 Hanitzach HaMah that you're not tired. You know what it is? The from Tzara Agla, the more Tzara it is, your reward
is higher.
Is higher. So now here, Ribbono Shel Olam said, yes, you're right. But, you know, people, you said, give the Torah, they fall asleep. No, what can you do? What is it to do? They come late. You know, they don't show up. They say, you know, I have to rest. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do?
Say thank you, Hashem.
You have to be gentle with them. You cannot be... and not so harsh to them. It's a very, very interesting midrash that these wagons, the cows, you know how long they lived? The cows that they had carried the Karshan Mishkan, you know how long they lived? You heard? No? You know how long they lived? Shh. You know how long they lived? The cows.
The cows?
Yeah. You never heard about these cows that carried the Karcher Mishkan, the poles of the Mishkan? The Midrash says, These cows are alive till today.
Wow.
And the Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to, is that Hashem, reveal himself, you're going to see one of the things, these cows. Why? Because they carried the Klei HaMishkan. So you see here, when you go through the difficulties to do Avodat Hashem, to serve Hashem, what a blessing you gain. For the Arichud Yamim again. For the Shefa you receive. And that's what exactly Shalom, Shalom Adimai. Hashem Zakeno, to do Avodat Hashem B'Simcha.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.